Thank you. this morning and just sing my favorite song and say, I say yes, Lord. I say yes. And from there, I will ask Dr. Fabrin to come to the fore and just open the service with your love. Amen. I say yes, Lord. I say yes.
Sithi Xhosa mami ngabe siyini ngaphandle kombuso wakho Nkosi. Umusa wakho Nkosi usiyenza ukuthi sibe lapho namhla. Nkosi sizobonga Nkosi ungusithwala zonke lezi nsuku Nkosi siphila ngazo emhlabeni. Size sibone lo suku Nkosi naleli hora Nkosi sizokudumisa ngalo. Nkosi sibonga usivikela usuku lonke Nkosi kuze kufike manje. Nkosi nabanye Nkosi abangaphumelelanga ukuthi bafike enkonzweni namuhla Nkosi. Siyazi ukuthi Nkosi khona laba abambeke khona. Iba nomunye nomunye Nkosi ofikile namuhla. Nezwi solizwa namuhla Nkosi ngathi lingasakha Nkosi emzimbeni nasemphefumulweni. Nkosi konke Nkosi kumoya wakho Nkosi nemphefumulo wethu Nkosi siwuphefumulayo. Kuyintando nomusa wakho Nkosi ngoba sidalwe wuwe. Nkosi sicela Nkosi uvikele nomunye nomunye osezindleleni endaweni ezihlukene Nkosi. Siyazi ukuthi nezingozi sihlala sizibona mihla yonke ukuphila wethu emhlabeni. Siyazi ukuthi wena uhlala ukhona Nkosi noma kuphi lapha sihamba khona uhlala unathi. Sithi siyabonga Nkosi ufikele no pastor wethu Nkosi iba naye Nkosi nosuku lonke lusuku Nkosi osiphe lona ukuze Nkosi naye nezwe azosipha lona namuhla. Nkosi yazi ukuthi lizosakha Nkosi nasemzimbeni. Nkosi yazi ukuthi kungase izwi ngelakhe Nkosi kodwa ngiyazi ukuthi uwokhuluma uzokhuluma Nkosi namuhla. Mvikele Nkosi na wonke Nkosi akuyenzayo nomnuzi wakhe nenkosikazi wakhe nezingane zakhe. Iba nomunye nomunye Nkosi chorus leader Nkosi namphakathi onkana Nkosi okuthe waphumelela ukufika namhla. Nkosi konke sikubuyisela Nkosi egameni elikhulu egama likaJesu. Amen.
Let's give God a hand of praise. Amen.
Oh, Oh, And then it is just for them to do some assessment. Amen. But we still believe that God is the great physician. Amen. Sometimes he takes his time. While he takes his time, we still need to trust in him. He's the author and the finisher of our lives. Amen. Life comes from him. He knows he's the best specialist when it comes to life. Actually, the doctors, they learn from him how to help people, because there's no doctor that can create a cell. It's only God that can create a cell. Amen. But I believe that God, in due time, he will do the miraculous. We need to focus on him. Amen. How many believe that God has never failed? Amen. I've got full confidence in the Almighty God. I've seen him doing great things. And sometimes, people often say, I think some of you might have had that question as well. Where you say, but if I live right, why do I get sick? uma ngiphile impilo elungile ingani ngigula na
amen or if I live right why things are not going right
uma ngiphila kahle ingani izinto zingahambi kahle
how many have ever had that question
bangakabake baba nalombuzo na
but there is something that I want to tell you
ukhona ngithanda ukushela kona
you can never have a teacher that was never taught.
Angeke ube nothisha ongakaza afundiswe.
Are we together?
Ngabe sonke
kulo. You can never have a teacher that was never taught.
Angeke ube nothisha ongakaza afundiswe.
If a teacher must teach history, that means he must be taught history.
Uma uthisha fanele afundise ihistory kwamele afundiswe ihistory naye.
Amen. And it is in being taught.
Kuse kufundisweni.
Where there is a lot of labor and pain.
Lapho kunenhlungu nokusebenza.
But after you have past history and you become a historian
uma sophumelelile ku history uba umfundi we history
then you come and teach people history
uyeza ufundisa abantu ke history
if God wants you
uma uNkulunkulu ekufuna wena
to testify to somebody about a certain situation
ukuthi ufakazele othile ngesimo esithile
he takes you and puts you through the situation
uyathatha kudlulisa kuloso simo leso
because he wants you to become a teacher
ukuthi ufuna na uthuba uthisha
he will make sure that you experience the situation in its entirety
uzosenza isiqinise ukuthi nawe uyabuza umunzima balesi sibe
but when we are on that other side
ukuthi uma usungale kwaleli icele
you can teach somebody with something that you have experienced
ungafundisa othile ngokuthile osodlulile kukona
have you ever had somebody talking about something that they have not experienced
uke wamuzwa umuntu ekhuluma ngento angakaze adlule kuyona
the presentation is too plastic
ngisho noma ekhuluma yezwa ukuthi ayikho into ebambekayo
but if somebody talks about what they have experienced
umothila akhuluma ngokuthila adlule kukona
there is character in what they are saying
kunesimilo kuloko akakukhulumayo
God wants to us to help people
uNkulunkulu ufuna sisize abantu
but sometimes he takes us through experiences so that we can teach people
let's say skathi uyasidlulisa ezimeni ezihlukahlukene ukuze ukuthi sikwazi ukufundisa abantu
and I picked up that before I can preach a message
sengibonile lemini ukuthi ngaphambi ukuthi ngushumayele umlaye
God wants me to experience what I tell the people before I tell the people
uNkulunkulu ufuna ngidlule kulokho okufanele ngitshele abantu ngaphambi ukuthi ngibatshele abantu
so if I come and say you shall not fail
uma ngathi ngeke nahluleka
God takes me through situations
uNkulunkulu uyangidlulisa ezimeni
so that I can have confidence and say you shall not fail
ukuthi ngithembe ngisho nami ukuthi angeke nahluleke
after I've gone through what I preach about
emva sengidlulile kulokhu enyobe ngishumayela ngawo
amen here we are not for theory this is real
namhla lo kula kusimfundiso nje le impilo yangempela
if you think coming to church is a theory maybe you are a beginner this is real
uma ucabanga ukuthi inkonzo yila ufundiswa khona ungenze uso oqalayo kodwa le impilo
A preacher gets tested before he preaches.
Umshumayeli uyavivinywa uqala ngaphambi ukuthi aqale ukushumayela.
And a listener gets tested after they listened.
No lalelayo avivinywa emva saka ulalelile.
Amen. We'll come to that one.
Sisazoza kulokho.
As we turn to our Bibles,
sisavule amaBhayibhelini wethu.
In Proverbs chapter 29,
incwadi izaga isahluko 29
verse 18.
So found out verse 18.
It reads in this manner.
Ifundeka lendlela.
Where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he.
Lapho kungekho umbono khona abantu bayadlubulunda, kepha ogcina umthetho ubusisiwe.
Amen. As we pray.
Sisakhuleka.
Most gracious heavenly Father, we are very much thankful this evening. Lord, we approach your throne of mercy this evening.
Amen.
Lord, as we have just indicated, there is a prayer request that is before us that we are presenting it to you, Heavenly Father.
Amen.
Lord, we've got nowhere else to go to present our matters except before you, dear God. And we will never be tired to present our matters before you. As you once spoke about a widow woman that was used to go to an evil judge. And every time she presented her matter, until such time the judge says, even if though I fear no man, and I don't Amen. Fear God,
Amen.
But I will do according to the desires of the heart of this woman.
Amen.
And I believe this evening is exactly how we come before thee, dear God. We will never be tired, dear God, because often you are our last resort. When all fails, you don't fail. I like how this messenger put it in the end time. He said, even if I pray for 1,000 people and they die, and you tell me tomorrow to go to the grave of one of the presidents of America and say they will come out of their grave, he said, I will still have the confidence to go there.
Amen.
No matter what happens, our confidence in thee shall never be shaken.
Amen.
Lord, because we believe that for every trial, there is a testimony.
Amen.
For every mess, there is a message.
Amen.
For every disorder, there is a new order.
Amen.
That's what I like, dear God. And as we commit our sister, we say, whatever she's going through, we declare healing upon her, dear God. Because the scripture says that whatever we ask in your name, you shall do it. At this point in time, we are asking, and we know that the angel of the covenant will sanction our request, dear God. Not only for her, but for everybody that is in the building that has got a desire. Lord, whatever they are going through, I want you to step into their picture and show that you are God. And Lord, often we preach about you, we testify about you, but it is beautiful whenever we see you coming onto the scene.
Amen.
So that you can demonstrate in this generation that you are not a historical God, but the believers through faith, they can lift you out of the pages of the Bible. They can lift you out of the pages of history and make you the current God. And Lord, as I'm going to be speaking on the message that I will be speaking on, I want every man and woman in this building just to be attuned to the very spirit that brought about the message in my heart. So that when we go back home, the preacher, the laity, have got a full comprehension of what you wanted to be understood this evening. That is my desire, as I commit everything to you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
As you take your seats. Amen. Just for a few minutes, we just want to speak about the power of vision. The power of vision.
Amandla umbono.
That's what we want to speak about this evening.
Ibona esingathanda ukuthi sikhulume ngakho namhlanje kusihlwa.
Amen. Because the scripture says where there is no vision, the people perish. Amen. I like it how in Habakkuk chapter 2, how it was put across there. If we can go and read Habakkuk chapter
2.
Habakkuk chapter 2. Verse 2.
Habakkuk isahluko sesibili, verse lesibili.
Amen. I think we can read it together there on the screen.
Ngiyacabanga ukuthi ngavele sifunde sonke ilapha ku screen.
Amen. Can we read it? The next one. Let's read it like our sugar levels is not low.
Ake sifunde ngathi ushukela wethu uko phansi.
Okay. Another third verse. The third verse. You can just use the arrows, brothers. Amen. But at the end, it shall speak and not lie. Amen. That is the power of vision. It speaks for itself. Amen. And I like how somebody described the vision. He said it is the capacity to create. You must remember we've got vision that a prophet will receive and come and say, "Thou says the Lord." And then you've got a vision. When a young man gets married, he must have a vision. Every family must have vision. Amen. In terms of what the kind of family that you want to have, how are you going to raise your children? Because children, they don't just grow haphazardly. They grow under a vision of the father and the mother. Do we agree that a family must have a vision? Actually, even when a young man gets married, the kind of woman that he marries, Brother Brandon in the message Choosing the Bride says, it reveals his aspiration about a family.
So
that means when a young man is going to get married, the kind of woman that he would name and say, "I want to marry so and so," it allows a listener to capture the vision of that young man. Amen. So that means a vision of a young man, it becomes a determinant of the kind of woman that he would marry. And it is a two-way process, the same with a woman. A woman that has got a certain vision will make sure that the kind of man that she gets married to must fit into that vision. And that vision becomes a standard of that individual on how to approach things in life. A visionless life, it is bound to bring a life that is a havoc. That is dysfunctional, that is disorderly. A young man that does not have a vision, you find them being consumed and being consumed by drugs. Young women that have got no vision, you find them as succumbing to a life of proscenity.
Uthole baphila impilo yokujola nabo bonke abafana.
So that means there can never be a structure in your life until there is a vision in your life.
Ukusho ukuthi angeke kube nokuhlelela empilweni yakho uma ungekho umbono empilweni yakho.
An unstructured life it is a symptom of a lack of vision.
Impilo engahlelekanga iveza ukuthi awunawo umbono.
Because a vision is a road map of where you want to go.
Umbono uyi map ekhombisayo ukuthi uyapi na.
And after it showed you what the road map is,
emva sekukhombisile I map yakho,
the vision will give birth to the values that govern your life.
Manje ke umbono uzokunikeza izinto ozoyibona zibalulekile empilweni yakho.
So that means your
okushukuthi lento uyibona ibalulekile.
They are tied to your vision.
Zibanjwa umbono wakho.
If a vision is that I want to live a holy life.
Umbono uma uthi ngifuna ukuphila impilo engcwele.
That means you need to be holy to support the vision.
Okushukuthi kosele ube ngcwele ukuze ukuthi useke umbono wakho.
That means you must associate with holy friends.
Okushukuthi kosele ube nabangani abangcwele.
It means you must marry a holy woman or a holy husband.
Unkosikazi okanye umyeni ongcwele.
In order to feed into your vision.
Ukuze ukuthi ufeze umbono
wakho. To feed into your vision.
Okanye unezele emboneni wakho.
The tragedy today is that we've got too many people with eyesight without vision.
Inhlekelele sinayo namhlanje ukuthi sinenqwaba yabantu abamnamehlo bengenawo umbono.
An eyesight without a vision is a tragedy.
Amehlo ngaphandle kombono lokho kuyinhlekelele.
You would rather be without eyesight but still be with a vision.
Ungcono ungabi namehlo kodwa ube nawo umbono.
And you as the husbands in your house.
Nina njengabayeni emakhaya wenu.
You have been entrusted with the responsibility.
Ninikezwe umsebenzi.
To move a family. From a certain level to another level. Let me put it in this manner. The Bible says without vision people perish. When you've got a family, the family is not following you. Because it doesn't say without human beings people perish. But it says without vision the people perish. Our families are not following us, are following our vision. Do we agree on that one? You don't follow me as a pastor, you follow the vision. When you get into a church, you need to check what is the vision of this church. Because the people must carry on and follow a vision. And a vision is not tied to individuals. Even when individuals perish or they pass on, the vision still remains and it must be pursued.
And while
I'm on it, I may as well indulge you. To say the vision of this church, we want to influence the community in Witbank in a godly manner. We want to say it's not church as usual, but it's church unusual. We want to say a church is not a building, but a church is the people. And as a result, living a holy life, you don't live a holy life in a church building. But since you are a church, you live a holy life all the time. And every person that is part of our assembly, the expectation is that they need to know that they represent us wherever they are. And we are very passionate about what we believe. To such an extent that if one does not fit in the vision, we are not afraid to disassociate ourselves from that individual. individual.
I will drive
that again so that it can sink in.
We are so passionate
about our vision
that
we can disassociate ourselves to anyone that does not fit with the vision of the church. The vision of this church is to be able to express to this community that Jesus Christ is not a figure that was here 2,000 years ago, but it is a figure that is here living in us. And every member of our assembly is a billboard of the life of Jesus Christ. And if you can take it there, you can take it to your level and see what is the vision of your family. You can take it to you as an individual, what is your personal vision? I've met men even in the message that are worshipping the message, but they've got no vision for their families. You look at a family, it is on autopilot. You must be careful. If you know the vision of your family, you know that even certain jobs you can avoid them because they are not in line with the vision of your family. If your vision of your family is that we want to be involved as parents,
and
family involvement is a strong value in that family, that means even the jobs that you take must be in line with that value. But I have seen a lot of times where values are sacrificed at the altar of finance. And I wish the people can realize life is not about money. Money comes and goes. But how you shape your children, it's a legacy. And how you shape with them, it depends on your vision as a father. I hope we are together here. And actually, even a young man that is without a vision must never get married. Because where are you leading the people to? Because you've got no blueprint. Have you ever seen somebody who's got the capability? Who's got the talent? Who's got the intelligence? And you look at this individual, but the life is unstructured, it's chaos. He moves from one crisis to another crisis. The one thing that is lacking there that can glue things together, it is a life of a vision. I hope all of us in our families, at some point in time, we had a family member. We looked at that family member and said, he is intelligent or she is intelligent. You looked at them and say, but they've got talents. They've got capabilities. But they don't seem to hold anything together. They move from crisis to crisis. And when you try to talk to them, it doesn't sink in. They listen to you for one moment, the next day they're forgotten. And later on, some of us, we have even blamed the parents and say, maybe the reason he behaves this way is because of friends. No one can make you something that you don't want to make. You must take accountability. You are who you are because you decided to be who you are. You are a midwife of your own life.
Midwife.
The kind of life that you are living is the life that you have birthed.
oyiphilayo impilo izalile.
And that's why if we come to that realization,
uma singabona ngalo ndlela,
then we'll drop the blame game and take accountability.
Sokela ukuthwesana amacala,
sithatha whatever I need begins with me.
Uthi noma yini engidingayo,
wherever I am, it started with me.
Noma kuphi lapha engikhona,
the results that I see, it started with me.
Imiphumela ngiyibonayo iqale ngami.
Hallelujah. Do you have people here? That have ever, where you have ever gone into something and you came out and you blamed everybody? I've been there as well. How many have been there? Where you went into something and you blamed somebody? It could be a boss, it could be a company, it could be a church, it could be a pastor, it could be your parent, it could be your friend. At some point in time, you blamed somebody. Have you ever realized that whenever you blame people, you deny yourself an opportunity to change? Because as long as you keep on blaming people, you will never change. When the people come into my office and they go through some stuff, and if I could hear in their talk, no, it's because of so and so, then I realize that we are not going anywhere. But if somebody can say, Pastor, I'm in this situation and no one is to blame, but it's me, then I realize that the problem is solved. But if it's somebody else, it will never be solved. I hope we are together here. No, I was just saying to you, they say the vision is the capacity to create a compelling picture of the desired state of affairs that inspires people to respond that which is desirable, which could be, should be, that which is attainable. A godly vision is right for the times, right for the church, right for the people. A godly vision promotes faith rather than fear. A godly vision motivates people to action. A godly vision requires risk taking. A godly vision glorifies God, not people. I like how it was captured here. Let's get 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 26. Okay, there it goes. Let's read it together. Let's start with energy.
I therefore run.
Hey, if you run, you sound like you are running. Let's read it. Amen. So Paul was simply saying, I don't just run. I don't just run aimlessly. But I run with an objective in mind. Because an athlete, if you are an athlete and you do not imagine yourself lifting up the trophy, then you are actually wasting your time. time. The real athlete, they've realized you can never lift the trophy until such time you have lifted it in yourself first. I hope we are together. You can never be raptured unless you have raptured within. So everything that you experience externally, you must have experienced it internally first. So Paul was simply saying, when you run with expectation. You will realize that the people that have got struggles. And when I say struggle, let me put it in this way so that you understand. On the Christian journey, because we are in a battle, there are times where the battle will rage, and it will inflict some wounds on you until such time you want to give up, and that's where God steps in to encourage you. But let me put it in this manner. What makes you to rise up again and start going on against hope is because something tells you that there is a reward at the end of the journey. But have you ever seen the athletes that know that there is no reward at the end? They can run with 10 kilometers. After 10 kilometers, you find him by the side road, maybe even eating ice cream, forgetting that they were running. But a real athlete, they don't only run for the prize, they run for the reputation. The real believers are not only running the journey for prize, they are running it for reputation as well. Maybe I can tell you about that man that I like. His name was Stephen Akwari. He was from Tanzania. It was in the Mexico Olympic Games in 1968. This is Stephen.
Manje, Stephen.
It was a comrade marathon.
Comrade marathon.
And then the whistle, the blue.
And they
started running.
Bakalukichima,
now, yeah. As they were running,
Umabakichima kanjalo.
Then along the way,
Endleleni.
He got himself injured.
Manje, walimala.
And after he injured himself,
Embasera
ilimazile. So everybody went past him.
Ongumuntu wamdlula.
And as they passed him,
Umabemdlula.
And then later, everybody, the first runner across the finishing line. Then the fans, they gave him standing ovation. And the runners, they came one by one. And after the race was done, where people were starting packing things, now there was an announcement on the speakers that there is a Tanzanian runner that is still coming. And it was after an hour after the comrade marathon was completed. And then all along as he was going, the officials, they wanted to stop him. And so you can't carry on, you are injured. But he just kept on going. Until later he crossed the finishing line. 1 hour after the race was over. Now when they came to him, and they asked him a question and say, but why did you keep on running when the race was long over? Then he said, my country Tanzania, send me here to Mexico, not to start the race but to finish the race. What What was happening there? This man was not only running for the prize, but he was running for the reputation. And let me tell you something. We do not remember who was the winner in 1968. But everyone remembers Stephen Akwari. Why do they remember Stephen Akwari? Because why? He expressed tenacity. He expressed character. He expressed a never die attitude. The believers that will make it, and all those the first one to make it, are those that will keep on keeping on. We're not looking at the first people to cross over, but we are looking at the people that will express the character. When it is difficult, they keep on going on. And if needs be, if they need to crawl, then they will crawl. Because why, they don't run aimlessly. There is a vision that governs their life. They have already seen themselves as winners. And here's my question to you. When life becomes difficult, when the journey becomes heavier, my question is that when you started, what did you see about yourself? Me, I've seen something. I've seen a crown being given to me. And as long as I'm on the journey, I will keep on going on until I receive that crown. And if the people go past me, I will remember one thing. Heaven did not send me here to start the race, but it sent me to finish the race. And the people that will finish the race are the people of character. I hope we are together here. Amen. Amen. Now, as we continue. Now, the even the prophet had a vision. He said this message will be preached into the jungles of Africa. He said this message will be translated into foreign languages. It was a vision of his ministry that this message will cover the four corners of the earth. And when you look at him, when he spoke, he only owned a typewriter.
Why a typewriter Japan?
Only a typewriter.
Je, no machine type.
Those old ones.
No machine at all.
And he was in debt because he owed tax.
Say, he
had struggles in his ministry. People were forsaking him.
Why no Zabana Zengozweni Akabang Bemshi?
But he said, this message will go to the jungles of Africa. And look at the nature of the vision. It doesn't have to be fulfilled in your time. It doesn't just have to be fulfilled during your time. Even when you are gone, your vision can still linger on. After he is gone, what happened to the vision? 2 million believers in Congo. Only in Congo alone. You look around the world, thousands upon thousands. What is happening? The vision shall speak for itself. The vision shall fulfill itself. But here is the danger of having a vision. A vision, when it is being spoken before it is done. You know, when you speak the vision, you lose your mind. Because a vision, you open a realm of unseen. And you see things that have not taken place. Maybe on a natural level, I can show you. In 1983, it was Bill Gates
He comes around, he says, there will come a time where in every home in America there will be a computer. When he spoke those words, a lot of people that were in the US Congress did not have computers. My question is, what did he see to say those words? He must have tapped into the future and looked at the future and foretold to the future how it will be like and spoke to the people what he had seen. I think a lot of people must have said this man has lost his mind, but the vision shall speak for itself. If a man has seen a such as Bill Gates, if he could have a vision, how much more about you as a son of God? So my plea to you, do not approach this life haphazardly, but let it be a thought out life and say, this is where I am and this is how I need my life to go, and this is what I'm prepared to get my life there, and this is what I need to sacrifice to get my life there. And follow through on that. And when you follow through on that, God will step in and help you. There is nothing that frustrates me like a person that has got no vision, that just wakes up from day to day and without no expectation. Such people, maybe it is much better if they were blind. Because the reason God gives you tomorrow, there is a purpose why He's giving you tomorrow. Why is He giving you tomorrow and other people are not getting tomorrow? And maybe to bring it to the natural level, I've picked up that even young men in the message, they live visionless lives and they want to use spirituality to justify that. I can't go to school because why? The end is here. Let me tell you something, you will make your family suffer. You as a man, you need to take personal accountability. I hope we are together here and no one is going to miss leaders with quotations. Brother Branham says, live your life as if Christ is coming any moment. But plan your life as if it's coming in 1,000 years. There must be a balance in your life. You cannot just say, I'm just reading the spoken word and I will not read the school books. You're just misleading yourself. Because later you're going to have children. And they are going to come to you and say, we need money for school fees. And you will say, God must provide. And God said, I have provided a brain long time ago, so that you can apply your mind. I hope you are together. Can we have young men saying amen tonight? You're not going to mislead us. You must take personal responsibility. Why? Am I saying that? We don't want future beggars. Our parents were where they were because they did not know. But because we know, we will address you. You will not walk where your parents have walked. You are in a much better position than your parents. They did not go to school because the school, the system denied them to go to school. But you have got every opportunity. And when you go to school, don't run around with boys. Don't run around with girls. Remember, you must have a vision. What is your personal vision? Hope we are together here. The devil, when you don't plan, he will push your life into a limbo.
A
limbo
is where you are not going forward, you are not going backwards. You are just hanging there.
Have you ever seen
that? And let me, it's a frustrating life. You know that you can do, but you are not doing. I don't know whether somebody has ever been, have you ever been caught up in time in between, from one place to another place, you are caught in between. You're looking for breakthrough, but you can't find it. And here's a tragedy. When you are in time in between, you begin to remember lost opportunities. You remember the opportunities that you blew up. And you look at your friends, you know what is the spirit of jealousy? How is the spirit of jealousy being breathed? It's when your friend has planned a better future than what you have planned and followed through on that. I've seen it even in the message, a jealousy hiding behind spirituality. Your peer is driving a better car, but because you were not going to school, you did not take life seriously. And when you see your friend driving a better car, you even say, for a rich man to go to heaven, it's like a camel going through a needle hole. But when you are misleading yourself, you need to take accountability for your life. I'm speaking in some young men in the building say, but that's not spiritual. If you don't plan your natural life properly, it will derail your spiritual life. You will find yourself owing a lot of people money and running away. That was a fainted amen. But it is understandable under current conditions.
Amen.
The Bible says a beggar is a slave to a rich man.
Amen.
Amen. Are we together? In this church, young men, don't mislead me. I always call them in my office. What are you doing? Amen. Yes, there are times where we talk about the rapture, the new city, 3.5 years, wedding supper. But there are times where I'm interested, when you wake up tomorrow, what are you going to do? Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You just wake up and sleep until 1 o'clock. God is not proud. Especially if you are a young man, you've got responsibility to be a little Jehovah
Jireh.
And God expects you to do certain things to become a Jehovah Jireh. Don't ever avoid responsibility. You need to be a man and step up. And say, this is the vision. I was saying to another man, the way he was living, I say, if you were a chief executive officer of your family, if your family was a company, and you were a chief executive officer of your company, this company would have long closed.
Amen.
Amen. Because you just see, and
And because me, I talk, even sisters, sometimes brothers are frustrated how brothers are managing finances.
Ngiyakhuluma mina ngisho nodade ngesikhathi bakhathaza inendlela abafowethu abaphatha ngayo imali.
Amen. I'm going into a dangerous zone now.
Singena endaweni eyingozi ke manje.
Are we together?
Sisonke.
Sisters are frustrated.
Abodade bayakhathazeka.
There's no planning.
Akuhlelwa.
One moment you live like you've won the lotto, the next moment you live like a beggar in the street.
Umzuzu odwa uphila ngathi impela ubamba lotto, omunye umzuzu uphila ngathi ocela imali emgwaqweni.
Amen. And you know, a godly woman of character will not just be happy that a brother pulls over with a new BMW at the house. Maybe school girls will be excited that you drive a BMW, but the woman will ask. And say, but this car, why did we not talk about it before you went to buy it? Why did not we sit down with the figures and look? And that's where you hear the man saying, I'm the head of this house. But a head is not a head in suspense, it's on the body. And the body can't keep quiet when the head is pulling the body into fire. Because what's happening, whatever you go through, the pressure sometimes, it comes down on the body.
And
these things we need to speak about them. That before you do things, you sit as a family and plan, this is what we are going to do. But it takes a man that has got a vision, he does not hide the things around him. He's transparent in his family. The family knows what is happening. It knows what are the plans that are there. Are we together? And if you are a man, you are not transparent, never get married. You will create hell here on earth for the sister. Normally when, and I've realized, you'll bear with me, I'll tell you. You find a brother. A good brother. He can quote thunders and out-coach you. When after he's done that, when the wife is with other sisters, you find the wife cry and say, the way you see him, you guys don't know him. Me, I know him. At home, there's no quotation, no planning, nothing. Let me say this. If you are a man, the first person that you must convince that you are spiritual is your wife. It's the one that must testify about you. Not me in church. Me, I only see you on Sunday when you're in the water. But she sees you every time. She knows your decisions. She knows how you live. If she's the one saying, my husband is the son of God, we say, glory!
Amen.
Amen. So have you ever met brothers that are too spiritual to the public and being devil in their house? Yes, you can translate, don't be scared. You can have many quotations. But at home, things are chaos.
Izinto is pity pit.
And the poor sister can't even tell the people that this man, because everybody say, you know, brother Madiba is a brother. But me, I've come to learn. It's not the quotations that I'm looking. I always watch how a man leads his family. Some men, you will never hear him telling quotations. But they are living quotations. I would rather have a man who is a living quotation than the man that quotes quotations. Are we together?
Amen.
I think we'll continue with this issue of vision. Let's get into natural. The Bible says this natural touch the spiritual. If something is skewed naturally, that means it's skewed spiritually. Amen. And I know what I'm talking about. Where if you ask a young man, what are you doing? They give you that look as if, are you not spiritual, pastor? Can't you just talk about the Bible?
What's coming up?
I want to tell you, I owe it to your children even before they come to hold you accountable. What are you doing? I don't want when they grow up and they ask themselves, what did these people advise my dad? No, I must ask you. Amen. God bless you as we stand up. gospel song. Maybe Brother Ward, if he can just come and wrap up in prayer for us.
Father God, Father God, truly we're in the right place this evening, O Lord.
Amen.
Father God, for, O Lord, this was yet again a preparation, O God. Yet again, O God, you came, O Lord, Father God, and just help us, O God, to focus our binoculars again, O Lord. Father God, to show us, O God, where we actually going to, O Lord. Father God, for so many times, O God, we find, O God, we are more concerned, Father God, of who finished, O God, forgetting, O Lord, that this race that we're running, O Lord, is an individual race, O Lord. Father God, forgetting, O Lord, that is, Father God, how we run, O Lord, how we finish, O God, that's going to count at the end, O Lord. Father God, thank you for reminding us this evening, O Lord. Father God, we pray, O Lord, Father God, that you would come, O Lord, and bless us this evening, O Lord. We pray, O God, for those that couldn't make it, O Lord. Father God, our precious sister, O God, that's in hospital, O Lord. Father God, we call on your name, O Lord, because there's no other name, O God. There's no other physician but you, O Lord. Father God, we come and we trust in your name, O Lord. We call on your name because, O Lord, who else but you can, O God. Father God, O Lord, we thank you this evening, O Lord. We thank you for victory again, O Lord. Father God, we are grateful, O God, and we are thankful, O Lord. We pray now, O Lord, as we disperse, O God, as we go home, O Lord. Father God, may we go and sit and be quiet, O God, and ask ourselves, what is our vision, O Lord? Father God, may we, Father God, go, Father God, this few days before Sunday, O Lord, and Father God, go and do some homework, O Lord.
Yes.
Father God, for too many times, O Lord, we miss our vision, O Lord.
Amen.
And Father God, it is sometimes why we, Father God, we find, O Lord, that the giants are too big, O Lord.
Amen.
But this evening, O Lord, we thank you, O Lord, for reminding us, O God. Father God, for giving us homework, O Lord, we say thank you, O Lord. We pray now, O Lord, that you'd be with us, O God. We pray, O Lord, Father God, that you'd continue, Father God, keeping us in the palm of your hand, O Lord. We thank you now in Jesus' mighty name, O God. Thank you, O Lord. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Let's give us two songs and thereafter we'll be dismissed. Amen. We still have that youth meeting on Friday. 6 o'clock. If they can remain, I think we've got something to give them for after the service. Greet each other thereafter, can come and fetch them from Brother Msisi. Amen. God bless you. 6 o'clock Friday.
6 o'clock.
And some of you will see you on Sunday.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
There is a place that I must run.